Now we go to Abraham's servant. Abraham's servant is from the chapter 24 of Genesis. Just let you all know, okay? Genesis 24 is one long chapter. Longest chapter of all. Okay? And why is it the longest chapter in the book of Genesis? Because it's a story about Jesus and the church, his bride. Let me explain. Two chapters before that is Genesis 22, correct? 24, 22, correct? 22 is about the father's love for the son. The father, okay, God told Abraham, take your son, your only son, the son that you love, and offer him on Mount Moriah. Actually, God was talking about himself. He will give up his son, his only son, the son that he loved, and he loved Jesus. See, you never know how much God loves you until you know how much God loves Jesus, because God gave up Jesus for you, right? And offer him on Mount Moriah. Where Jesus died is the extension called Calvary from Mount Moriah. It's all about Jesus. So Genesis 22 is about the cross. Genesis 24 is about after the cross. What is the Holy Spirit doing now? The Holy Spirit is like Abraham's servant. He's unnamed. Throughout this chapter, he's not named. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is now on earth. Not God the Father, not God the Son, but the Holy Spirit. He's now on earth. So Abraham's servant is the one that was sent from a far country, like from heaven, the Father, a picture of our Heavenly Father, Abraham, sent the servant to find a bride for his son Isaac. So Jesus is the Isaac, our heavenly Isaac. So we are the bride that's being sought. That's why you are part of the bride of Christ. The fact that you are here, you are safe and all that, you responded to the Holy Spirit. Amen? And what is God doing now all over the earth? He's bringing out from every nation members, amen, born-again people, they'll become part of the bride of Christ. That's why it's the longest chapter. Of all the dispensations that has passed throughout the Bible, throughout history, our dispensation of grace is the longest. That's why the longest chapter. Amen? Abraham's servant went to find. And he's not named because the Holy Spirit don't call attention to himself. He calls attention to the Son, always the Son. So you know how a ministry is anointed of the Holy Spirit? Not that he talks about the Holy Spirit all the time. He talks about Jesus. If he's under the influence of the Holy Spirit, he will glorify Jesus all the time. He will unveil Jesus to you all the time. Amen? If you find a ministry like that, park yourself under that ministry. The person is not out to glorify himself, or he won't get sidetracked. And this is how you know correct doctrine. It all points to Jesus. Jesus said of the Holy Spirit, he shall glorify me. Amen? So let's follow the story, Abraham's servant. Are you ready? By the way, you know how's the ending? Finally, he found the girl, right, that Isaac is supposed to marry, the one that God appointed. He brought her back. He has all the 10 camels. She brought her mate with her. All right? And they travel along for many days before they reach. That many days, it's like our days today. We're waiting for Jesus, to see Jesus face to face. So she never saw him before, no? You also never see Jesus before. But we learn about every night they have a campfire, the servant will talk, the elderly servant will talk about Isaac, how he's the loved son, how the father heard God tell him to offer his son, the son that he loved, but God stopped him at the last moment, amen? It was a test, but it was a picture of God sending his son. So every night she will hear, let's talk about Jesus, the King of Kings is He. Every night. Then by the time, she came to where Isaac was. Watch this. Isaac was out meditating in the field in the evening. So guys, if you're waiting for your life partner to manifest, start meditating on the Word of God day and night. And one day you lift up your eyes, your camels are coming. Hallelujah. All right? And he lifted his eyes and looked. And there the camels were coming. Shout, the camels are coming. Then Rebecca lifted her eyes. And when she saw Isaac, hey, first time ever I saw your face. Something about y'all, no? In the first service, I never sing any hymns. All right? All right. So, first time she laid eyes. We'll see Jesus when? In the rapture. And you know something? The Jewish rabbis confirmed this. See the word dismounted from her camel? If you look up in the Hebrew, you know what it says? Fall off. Fall off. Even fall prostrately. She fell off the dome. The first time she saw Isaac, she fell off. Why? The next verse tells you she was trying to grab her veil. Her veil was somewhere. She tried to grab it and she fell off. But she fell. This part here is not in the Bible, but rabbinical teachings tell us, right? When they expand on this, they say that Isaac was there to hold her. And Isaac saying, she in heaven, she's my woman. So she fell into his arms. Isn't that true for you and I when Jesus comes again? We'll be swept off our feet, literally in the rapture. Hallelujah, we'll see Jesus. The first time we see Jesus, we are elevated. Oh, Pastor Prince, I'm scared of heights. You won't be in the new body. In the new body, there's no fear. In the new body, you'll never feel boredom again. In the new body, what is it? You won't fall asleep when the man is preaching. Yeah. Healthy forever. Young forever. Forever is a long time, bro. Get your priorities right. Amen. He's coming for us. And the Bible dropped down. And because she asked, you see? She took a veil. She fell because of this. And the servant told Isaac all the things. Look at this. Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent and he took Rebekah and she became his wife. And he loved her. Just let you know that this the second mention of love in the Bible. The first mention was Genesis 22. Take your son, your only son, the son that you love. A picture of the father's love for his son. The father's love for his son, our Lord Jesus. The father loved his son. The first mention is father's love for his son. Of all the love, it's not the love of Ho, Park Ho Soon, or Lim Peng Son, or what girl's name or whatever. It's not these two, okay? It's not the ending of last episode. It's not. The greatest love of all is the father's love for his son. You'll never know how much God loves you until you know how much the father loves the son because he gave up his son for you. Amen. Second love, second mention of love is the bridegroom's love for his bride. The son's love for his bride. Isn't it beautiful? This is the emphasis for the entire Bible. Hallelujah. So let's follow the story now. Let's break it down and then we'll close. Just a little nugget, okay? So the servant doesn't know. He promised the father, Abraham. Abraham says, don't go to the heathen and find an unbelieving girl for my son. Go to my relatives in Mesopotamia. Quite a journey, all right? And find among them. There's a lot of women in that village, so he doesn't know who. So finally, he brought 10 camels and went all the way. There are 10 camels, note that. All the way to the village. And he came to the well. And he says this. Let's follow his prayer. Then the servants prayed, O Lord God of my master Abraham, please give me, what? Shout. Success. Up there, shout. Success. Success. You know what's the Hebrew word? Kara. This is the first mention of Kara in the Bible. And what did I say? The law of first mention. Don't forget, every time something is mentioned the first time, take note. What else can you see in that verse? Give me kara, give me a right happening, give me success. But isn't it related? When you have a right happening, it is success for you. Right? Give me kara this day and show kindness to my master Abraham. See the word kindness there? It's chesed. It's the word for grace. It's the word for grace. Every time you see kara, somehow grace is not far away. Grace is tied up with kara, which means unearned, undeserved favor. Only God's grace can put you at the right place at the right time. Enjoying the kairos moment. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Show chesed to my master Abraham. Then he says, these are the signs that he asked God for. Behold, here I stand by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city are coming out to draw water. So daughters are coming out. It's a time in the evening. Women come out. That's their work. They come out to draw water for their houses, right? And daughters, plural, are coming out. But who came out finally? One. Rebekah. It's a time when daughters come out, but finally one come out. Why? What happened to the rest? God restrained them. All right? One of them, their lashes fell off. Another one says, oh no, she was about to go out with her teacher, then said, I forgot to put my makeup, you know? Another one says this, another one says that. But whatever it is, it's God. God stopped them, except the right girl. When you pray for Kara, God will stop anything, maybe even airplane, for you. Amen. Pray. Is it, Pastor, I don't feel like praying for success. I'm told that that is fleshly and all that. Then Abraham's servant, who is a picture of the Holy Spirit, is fleshly? No. Thank God he prayed for success. I can understand people who tell you don't pray for success and all that. Because you know why? You don't pray for success, then who do you look to for success? Yourself or somebody else or some new age teaching. Aren't you glad people are looking to the Lord? Sometimes, you know, there are pastor friends who tell me, no, people come to church and they fall asleep. But aren't you glad? I said, they're sleeping in the presence of God. At least they come. Some they got a problem, you know. Slowly, slowly, they get healed. They get healed, they'll shout very loud. Amen? And some people look like they're sleeping, but they're not sleeping. Their eyes are like that. That's it. So, these are the signs. He told God this. He told God this, behold, I stand at the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city are coming out to draw water. Now let it be that the young woman to whom I say, please let down your pitcher that I may drink. And she says, drink, and I will also give your camels a drink. Let her be the one you have appointed for your servant Isaac. And by this I will know that you have shown kindness to my master, Hasid. Okay, drop down. And it happened before he had finished speaking. Now, underline that, before he had finished speaking, because the Lord spoke to me and said this, tell them this year. Many of you have experienced this already. Even before you finish speaking, God gives the answer. Wow. Isaiah 65 is a promise. Here it says, verse 24, it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, like Abraham's servant, I will hear. Now, that's not to encourage you. You don't have to pray. No? Of course, we pray. In fact, Abraham's servant was praying. While he was praying, the answer was really forthcoming. So what is it? God knew what you're going to pray before you pray, and something God gave the answer before you finish praying. Because God orchestrated everything. It cannot be that boom, she was in the kitchen cutting, you know, fish or whatever. Boom, she's in front of the well. It cannot be like that, can it? She must have made a way. So God knew. See, Kara, don't have to use your logic. You just pray. Let Kara, right time, right place happen to me, Father, today. And God will orchestrate everything.